Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from our Lord and Heavenly Father. The first time I opened my mouth today, I thought, wow, God is speaking. The text for today, these few words, and I'm going to read out of the ESV. I think we were reading out a different version. I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said to the angel, who talk with me? What are these? Tonight's meditation, or a text for today, talks about four horns, which represent the nations which have scattered the people of Israel and Jerusalem. The text mentions there are four craftsmen who will be raised up against these horns. These craftsmen call to mind what should be the rebuilding of the temple after the destruction and the return of the people to the exile. Coming from an industrial world, my parents both worked for the H.J. Heinz Company. My mother was a wizard when it came to counting mold and also water usage. My father was into killing bugs. He's one of the people that basically determined for you and for me that DDT is not something to be used. Both were pretty intelligent people. But horns in my parents' lives meant danger in the industrial situation. Horns on forklifts, horns on factory smokestacks, and those kinds of things. Horns meant danger. Imagine, if you will, great and immovable is the imagery today in the text of what the horns mean. For many years, my wife and I lived in the Columbia Gorge. We lived in the Dalles. Man, am I happy not to be there. They've had some weather. When I lived there, we more than once had midweek services canceled because of snow. But one of the wonders of the areas was going and watching the bighorn sheep out past Rufus, if you know the area, going towards Hermiston. These were fun and exciting and big animals. Hard to see in the mountains unless you were watching them. But there was at least a couple months you could find them. You could find them not because you could see them, but because you could hear them. During the rutting season, you would have the males smack their horn into each other. And it was fun to watch. You see these two animals come in and just collide. I didn't know it at the time. I thought they were trying to kill each other. But what were they really trying to do? They're trying to create dominance. Only once in the many times I watched it, I actually see one of the horn, a small part of a horn break off. But there was one time I saw these two animals about 50 feet away, ran as fast as they could, and they collided into each other. And they both fell down as dead. They had hit so hard, they knocked each other, can we say, senseless? About a minute later, they both got up and walked away. No dominance was determined that day. But how important is it for those creatures? They realized the importance of the horns. The horns that Zechariah today is talking about is not necessarily sheep, goats, deers, elk, or even moose. They're speaking about a unique creation, what God has made. These four horns had the power and caused the Israelites great problems. We're thinking now that this is a remnant of people that have left Babylon and now moved back to their, if you will, home. History bespeaks that this was at least 65 years. How many of you folks, and I know some people have done it, leave one area and then come back to the same area 65 years later? Think things have changed? Lots of things have changed for these people. While we don't have a direct vision from God about the destruction in the world around us, we do know the world we live in is a changed world from when we were children, probably, right? I can remember in my ministry, I graduated from seminary in 1985. About 1990, I got my first fax machine in my office. I thought that was the end of the world. I could communicate with the world around us. About 5 years later, I got my first colored copy machine. I had reached the big time, and all the big churches were really impressed that we actually had a color machine. Oh, but I forgot to tell you, it was a two-pass. You put the black cartridge in, Then you had to put in a second. It was a step above. Guys, remember the old mimeograph machines? Yeah, I thought I had reached the big time. Things have changed. Now we got texting and all that kind of stuff. My wife's not here today because she's taking her mother and my son and her brother for mother-in-law's 85th birthday. They're right now on their way on a cruise ship to Mexico. And I get from her, hopefully it won't ring, I think I turned off my phone, I'm getting texts from her from Mexico. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Technology is fantastic and wonderful. But we see around us the important things of what God has given to us. We see how the world views different than the church. God wills that all life should be precious. We think of the unborn, but we also think of those a little bit older, our children, middle-aged. Those of us, if you put the numbers together, I graduated when I was 25. I'm 63 years of age. So I guess I'm in that senior category right now. And then we think of those people later on in life, how we value those people. And we should as God's. How important it is that we as God's people give thanks and praise for our life. The second area of difference of the church and the world is areas of our marriage relationships, right? How we think about what God has given to us. The joys of spouses.